Track 10, Strangers Things. Christmas is especially magical in historic Strangers Hall in Norwich, which was given to the city exactly a century ago.
100 years ago, one of the most historic houses in Norwich was given to the people of the city. This Christmas, it will be decorated for the festive season with traditional garlands and greenery and peopled with visitors, musicians and a theatre company. The atmospheric rooms of Strangers Hall on Charing Cross are full of beautiful furniture and furnishings, staged to look as if the residents have just popped out and will soon be back. Every year, it's traditionally trimmed for an old-fashioned Christmas. And this year, Norfolk's historical puppeteers, the Fool's Puppet Theatre Company, will be presenting their new family Christmas show in the Great Hall. Watch as they find the 12 secret ingredients for the 12 days of Christmas to put in their pie, and then take the Christmas pie trail through the Victorian rooms, parlour and toy room. The first ever British Sign Language, BSL, tour of the Strangers Hall will help deaf adults enjoy the history of the house, and there is a chance to join a seasonal medieval singing workshop, making music through the house during a special evening opening. Singer, actor and musician Richard De Winter, who has led the workshops in settings including Hampton Court Palace and the Tower of London, will take participants on a tour of the hall to sing Christmas tunes from medieval times, adapting their singing style to each room. Strangers Hall dates back to the 14th century. The undercroft was built 700 years ago, and the house above was home to wealthy mayors and merchants. The Great Hall was built in the 15th century for a cloth merchant, and the Strangers Hall became a century later when the house was owned by Thomas Southerton. The first strangers were Dutch Protestant refugee weavers fleeing religious persecution. Mayor Southerton encouraged the skilled workers to move to Norwich to work in the city's cloth industry. Some might have lodged in Strangers Hall, and the influx of talent is credited with bringing prosperity to the city. In the 18th century, Strangers Hall was the official lodging of judges who came to the city to preside over court cases, but by the 1890s, the building stood empty and neglected and derelict. It was saved from demolition by city solicitor Leonard Bolingbroke. He furnished the house with antiques, and in 1900 opened it as a folk museum, one of the first of its kind in Britain. In 1922, he presented the museum and contents to Norwich. It reopened as a museum in 1923, and next summer will celebrate the centenary with a programme of special events.